Good evening and welcome back to Spinning Radio. It is Thursday, December 8th. It's about almost quarter to 8 p.m. And it has been forever since I have done one of these. It's funny. I think things have just gotten so chaotic with Nutcracker rehearsals that, you know, usually I do these when I'm driving home from practice or from class or rehearsal or whatever, you know, when I'm in the car on my own, no little ones screaming for me. Yet, as I've been sitting here on the past few drives home, I'm just sitting kind of in quiet contemplation, you know? So many thoughts, so many things going through. Like, today I just came to realization, not that I didn't know I was about to be in a show, but yay, I get to perform again. I get to be in a show, and it's just, oh, it's all coming together. Like, I mean, I was excited when I was told that I would definitely get to be a party parent. And then I went through a period of, oh, crap, I have to be on stage, I have to play act, I have to do, oh, no, what am I going to do? And then we had a little incident, what was it, last week? It was last week, where, I kind of stepped on some toes, apparently, did not mean to, but I did, and I was thrown back to my old days of ballet, remembering Miss Judy back in the day. Oh, and so just so much has been going on that yes, I've had plenty to talk about to record these, but I just haven't because it's just been overwhelming. I don't know what to talk about. I mean, rehearsals are definitely in full swing. Last week it was every night. This week it's just a bunch of nights. Shows are in a week. I mean, we're going to have, what, 5 performances? It's nuts, but it's cool and I'm excited and oh, even more so, my girls are excited about starting ballet classes because they get to start after Christmas, and oh, they are so excited. It's awesome. You know, my youngest she talks about getting her ballet slippers all the time. She must have her ballet slippers. She has to have them. She cannot wait. She is acting towards her ballet slippers the way I was for my first pair of toe shoes, and it's awesome to watch. It's so cool. But anyway, so yes, Nutcracker, not this coming weekend, the weekend after. If you are in the Atlanta area, check out Metropolitan Ballet Theater's production of the Nutcracker. And it's, you know, on the less expensive side, it's at least cheaper than going to the Fox, you know, and you get to see me and all these cute little kids, and yeah. So come check it out. It'll be a blast. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, I had an awesome class on Monday, my actual ballet class that I went to. Lately what I've been doing is I have been doing my classes on point for the last, I'd say almost 2 months now. But usually by the time we go to the center of the room, I take off my point shoes because I'm just too scared, too nervous about trying to do it without the bar. This Monday, I did it. I did most of it. Basically up until the point where we were trying to do pirouettes, that's when I took them off because I kept them on. I was doing stuff in the center of the room. I was doing stuff one-footed. Yes, that's right. Going up on 1 foot. It was awesome. I was so proud of myself. It's just funny because there's some days where you put your toe shoes on and they couldn't hurt more. And then there's other days where they just feel right and it's awesome. So, yay! Had one of those days on Monday. I hope to keep having them, at least more of them, as my feet are getting stronger and everything. I think that is about all I have for today. So I will leave you till next time. I hope you're loving this beautiful weather. I am driving around. If you haven't noticed, I am in the topless studio this evening. Yes, I am driving around the top down because you know what? I don't give a care. It is not too cold. I have a lovely beanie on. I have the heater on. It's all good. So, have a wonderful evening, and I will see you next time.